All right, well, we have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is our album review, and we are joined by our resident K-pop fan here at the station, Rosie. Rosie, you've got to tell us all about this album that you've chose for this week.
Oh, yeah. So I did BTS's new album, Arirang. It's kind of a lot to say in, like, with... when you don't speak Korean.
Yeah. What does that mean? Do you know?
Yes, it's actually a folk song, like a traditional folk song from Korea.
Interesting.
So this album, we see a lot of BTS looking at their identity as Koreans, trying to take that back. And we see a lot of mix of like English, which is like new BTS, and a lot of like Korean. So they go back to their roots a lot.
Okay, yeah. And I'm happy they're releasing stuff because I know they had a lot going on. I know something with the military was happening with them.
Oh, yeah.
What was all that?
So in South Korea, all like men who are able-bodied like have to serve in the military for like a year to a year and a half like before they're like 30, I think.
So did they all do it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like an active like war zone. Yeah. It's not like it's like Elvis going to draft like fight on the front lines.
Right.
But like it is something that like South Korea does do. So like all K-pop idols usually have to go through this.
Wow. That's crazy. I've never heard that before, but I'm happy they're back. Does this kind of sound like their old stuff or did they go for like a new sound?
Oh yeah. I was so surprised actually, because there was more English than I thought there was gonna be. Like this, this song we're about to hear is all in English, but their sound is so similar to like their really early days when they started out as a hip hop group.
Ooh.
Wow.
So
okay, do you have a couple favorite songs from the album?
Oh yeah. Okay, so my current favorite right now is 2.0. That one is like low key a diss track.
Really?
I can't even lie. Yeah, there's a lot of dissing in this album.
Wow.
To who?
Some crazy
the K-pop
lore.
Industry and the Western world. I
can't
lie. Yeah.
We've got more to talk about.
Yeah. and I really like Swim.
Okay. Well, we have got a song from the album right here, and we'll be back to talk more about it after. For now, though, this is BTS Swim here on New Music Monday. BTS Swim as a part of our album review for this week by Rosie. And I know they have started a couple like solo careers in the past. What do you think is next for BTS? Do you think they're going to stay as a group or kind of focus on solo careers? What do you think is going to happen from now?
I feel like it's going to switch off. I know K-pop kind of works different from like what we're used to as like how artists release music like in the Western world. So usually it's like a couple mini albums per year like they release. So I'm assuming like, okay, this is their like album they released. Maybe they'll do more group activities like this year. Who knows? Like maybe we'll get a couple like solo singles.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure like full albums since like now they're back in the group all together. But
do you think they'd do a tour together ever? Or do you
They're about,
really?
I tried so hard, Logan, to fight in this ticket war.
They're coming like near here?
They're coming 2 days in Soldier Field.
Wow.
And they're
Soldier Field is
they
crazy.
They sold out both days in 10 minutes.
That's
I
insane.
Literally did not even have a chance at getting a ticket.
Yeah, their fan base is crazy, like on how quick that sells out. That's insane. Well, at least you could see some videos.
Right.
Maybe a last minute ticket will pop up. Do you have any like finishing points on the album? Anything stand out to you? Anything else you want to share about it?
I think it's so cool how they honor their culture in this album. Like one of the other songs called Body to Body, that song that is the album's named after Arirang.
Oh,
they do a sample of the folk song at the end of the song there. And there's this one like interlude. It like sounds so funny, but it's just like, it's like a minute of silence maybe, but like there's a bell that chimes and it's like a traditional Korean bell, I guess.
Okay.
And it's supposed to symbolize like a new beginning. Something like that. So
I'm curious because I don't listen to much K-pop. Do you look up like the English translation and kind of follow along as you go? Or how do you like listen to it on your first listen?
My first listen, I listen to the album all the way through and then I'll start looking up like a lot of K-pop fans will post like lyric videos, which is like super helpful because it'll show you, it'll color code like who's singing at what time and like what do these lyrics mean? Like it'll show you like the Korean lyrics, like the romanization of those lyrics and then like the English translation.
Nice. All right. Well, we are going to keep Rosie on because we have another K-pop song coming up. So she will be back to chime in on that. And if you want to read her full album review, you can check that out tomorrow on WZND.com.